الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, sisters, we all are aware that Ramadan Mubarak is just about 10 days left for us to start this honorable month. Therefore, in these days, we should be reading Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, grant us barakah, blessings during this month of sha'ban and spare us for the honorable month of Ramadan. Secondly, brothers, we all say Ramadan, Ramadan. So what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. So we don't wait for Ramadan, my brothers. From now, we should be burning our sins. That is the real preparation for the honorable month of Ramadan. In tonight's lecture and talk and advices, we will speak about Ramadan and zakat. Because majority of the ummah, the bulk of their zakat, they tend to give out and distribute during this month of Ramadan. But many a time, there are some errors, some misconceptions, misunderstanding. So therefore, we need to highlight all these issues. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made this human being the masterpiece of His creation. Every moment, every second, the bounties of Almighty Allah are ever recurring, showering upon him. But sometimes these bounties are abused. Instead of bringing us nearer, closer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they take us further away. Let us give the example which Almighty Allah mentions. Almighty Allah juxtaposes, compares to وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ذَبَحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا. Read the first few verses of Surah Al-Adiyat. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala praising the horses. This horse is so loyal to its master, benefactor, manager and owner. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحًا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقًا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمَعًا. That this horse will make the supreme sacrifice. How dare you cause harm to my benefactor? How dare you cause harm to my owner? Then Almighty Allah speaks of me and you. O Hazrat-e-Insan, what has happened to you? Maine to aapko malamal kar diya. I gave you so much mal, so much wealth, so many properties and assets. But what you did? Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Verily, surely, this human being is very, very ungrateful, unthankful to his sustainer, nourisher. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut hi nashukar. Does he know? Wa innahu ala dhalika lashaheed. He bears testimony to it. The more wealth Allah gives us in majority of the cases, the more bold, the more arrogant, the more haughty, pride, arrogance, all this comes into us. And we know in South Africa and many other parts of the world, we can buy off so many people. We can buy off the judges, we can buy off some politicians, we can buy off some scholars. So many people you can buy off because we have the influence, we have the wealth. So instead of using that wealth, now we're abusing it. So Almighty Allah highlights this. The sickness and illness is ingratitude, unthankfulness. What is the cause and the reason? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being is madly, intensely in love with that wealth of his. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us Ramadan Mubarak. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us the Uswai Hasana, the noble example of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. During the month of Ramadan, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would spend so much cash and kind, more than a hurricane wind, more than a gale force. And this was daily. So imagine, my brothers, when we speak about the ishq and the real love for Almighty Allah, the real love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it must not be lip service. I love Almighty Allah jalla wala. I love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Islam. Till day is lip service. Prove it, O human being, O Muslim, O Muslima. So now we take out our voluntary charity and we give to Muslim or non-Muslim because it is voluntary. So what do you call that? Swadaqah. So you mother, you took the loaf of bread, you took out some fruit, you took out some clothing, winter is coming. The man took out some of his money or what have you and gave the poor person. Swad, dal, qaf, swadaqa. Now you are truthful in your claim. Hum Allah ke makhlooq par kharch karenge. We will spend on the creation of Allah jalla wala, and we will take from the unlimited treasures of Almighty Allah. Can we understand the beauty, my brothers? The love for wealth will decrease, and the love for Almighty Allah will be enhanced and increased. That is the wisdom. Today, so many programs, seminars, and all regarding zakat, so many discussions. The main issue regarding zakat is our own self-reformation. To empower the poor and the needy, destitute, that is secondary. The first primary reason is us. Therefore, in the year 99 after Hijrah to 101, when Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, during the Umayyad dynasty, was ruling this ummah, you find that people who would walk from town to town looking for poor Muslims, they could not find. But yet Islam says, your whole community can be rich and wealthy, yet you must still pay zakat. Why? Because it is for our self-reformation and it is for our self-discipline. So therefore we have zakat. Zakat means purification. Zakat means growth and development. So when we pay our zakat, we are cleansing ourselves. Our love for Allah increases. Our love for wealth decreases. It is purifying our wealth. It is purifying ourselves. And the more zakat we give, if the intention is correct, everyone is the promise of Allah. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Whosoever gave their zakat solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah will multiply it many, many fold. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. So my brothers, we encourage one and all the international listeners of the three radio stations, wherever you are, remember this great benefit in giving zakat during Ramadan. Number one, the reward is more. Number two, we calculate our zakat with the lunar calendar. So you work from Ramadan to Ramadan. During the course of the year you are paying zakat, is fine, and the bulk of it you pay during the month of Ramadan. The next issue regarding zakat, my brothers, we should know on which type of commodities is zakat compulsory. Genuine gold, genuine silver, all stock in trade that is paid up with one proviso, that stock in trade must be permissible. A person got haram stock, then obviously there's no zakat. From here we learn the lesson. Zakat must be given with love and from pure wealth. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Ay iman walo. 89 times Almighty Allah has mentioned this phrase. Ye to ashiqana khitab. This is an address filled with love and compassion. Spend from that which is pure and wholesome. And the next sentence, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. Don't take your haram wealth, don't take your interest and give that out and say that is your zakat. Nay, it will be thrown back in our faces. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Almighty Allah is pure and Almighty Allah only accepts that which is pure. What do we do, my brothers and sisters and children in Islam? We look for loopholes. I'll tell you two incidents. You like stories. So let me tell you two stories. MashaAllah, I was 20 years in Darulum, wonderful years, then 17 years with CII, Alhamdulillah, now we with Markaz Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala accept through His fadl and mercy, everything happens. So my brothers, 35 years ago or more, in Newcastle, one brother came to me and said, how much is the fitrah? So that time it was 3.75. He said, what does 3.75 and all that? Let's make it round it off, 5 rand. So it was him, his wife and 3 children. So he gave 25 rand. I said, fine, I'll give it to the students and so forth. So after 1 week, 10 days, Hazrat Maulana Sahib is still trustee of Darul Newcastle, mashallah. So he came, he said, let's calculate the zakat. The exact figures I don't remember. So we just use at random. You're like 786. So we say 1786. His zakat that time was 1786. So I told him, Baji, how we rounded off that fitrah, let's round off the zakat also. Let's make it 2 grand. Baji say, what 2 grand? Let's look for discount and make it 1.7 or 1.5. So that is our taqwa, our piety. When it comes to small amounts, we say, give extra. And we think, hum to buzruk ban gaya. And when it comes to large amounts, now we think we're dealing with a tax man. To consider zakat as a tax, Quran says, maghrama, is a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. To consider zakat as a tax, and we pay it with a big burden and not really reluctantly, Quran says it's a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. We have to say it is a gift of Almighty Allah and amanat, and we will pay it willingly, lovingly and sincerely. Who was, who is the minister of finance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we know? All my brothers, sisters of Africa, do we know? It is the African Muazzin, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. If you go to Babu Sagheer, Damascus, subhanallah. This is Allah, Qudrat ka karishma hai. If you go to Medina Munawwara, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Muazzin, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, the African Muazzin radiallahu anhu warda. The blind Muazzin, Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu. Both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi. Both Muazzin buried in Babu Sagheer. I've been there several times with Allah's help. And one side is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. On the other side is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum. Same graveyard they buried. And when you go to Sayyidina Bilal, on the wall you will find Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi. The Muazzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his Minister of Finance. Open Shama'il Tirmidhi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam is addressing his Minister of Finance. If you understood Arabic, my brothers, subhanallah, the words are so beautiful. Rahmatul lil alameen, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Anfiq ya Bilal. Anfiq ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, from the public treasury, spend and spend on the poor and destitute and orphans and widows. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالِ وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالِ From the one who possesses the arsh and the throne, Almighty Allah, there will never be a shortage and there will never be limitations and ration. When we spend, the more Almighty Allah will keep on giving us. So I was telling you about Newcastle. One day, there in the town masjid, maybe it was my turn to deliver the Jummah lecture or some program. So I went, now there, I'm not sure now, but it should be the same. So when you enter the masjid, they had a box, you know, lilla box like. So I saw this one person like putting a string and he wants to pull out something. The Pakistani Indian, maaf ki jaga, you know. But he was a foreigner. So I asked him, bhai, kya kar rahe ho? He said, ne, mujhe dalna tha do rein, lekin galati se paanch rein chala gaya. That I supposed to put two rein inside, but five rein went inside. So I'm trying to pull the five rein out. You see now. For the three rein extra he gave, now you'll get the cotton and pull and do some tricks and all this. So this is human beings' nature. إِنَّ النَّاسَ مَالُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُوا إِنَّ النَّاسَ ذَهَبُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ ذَهَبُوا The Shair, the poet said, when people have their wealth and dollars and euros and millions and billions, then the people are bending towards him. But when the dollars and rains and rupees, everything leave him, then the people go away and they say, bye-bye, goodbye, we will see you lay-by. إِنَّ النَّاسَ ذَهَبُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا When a person look at the woman, when they have that gold, chamaktaw, it's shining, glittering, so then the people want to propose to that family. That person said, Bichara, I'm born poor, where am I to get married poor also? Let me go get married to this Lani family, big family. At least hamara kuch hissa to aa jayega. So I said, Ali, they had some gold and some Google coins or something. But when there's no gold, then everybody is making tata. Understand? I'll see you afterwards. So brothers, every decision we're making almost is based on that. When the person comes for my daughter, my sister, he come with a Toyota or a Nissan, so what we say, we'll make istikhara. But he come with a Merc or a Porsche or a BMW, say, Boharu, first class. You take my daughter, BMW, Hate Aho, be my wife, one shot you just take her. You understand? So one shot. So even the marriage we made on that, see. Whether the man got iman, whether he belongs to Ahlu Sunnah, whether he reads Salat or not, all that is irrelevant. Astaghfirullah. So the zakat is a big test, my brothers. 2.5%. Our gold, our silver, our cash, any currency, inshore, offshore, in the bank, under the mattress, wherever it is. So the one lunar year passes, we exclude minus our debts. The debts we speak about, brothers, must be halal debts. Every day I'm inundated with questions, all Allah's mercy. See what loopholes the people took. The person owns a house, he owns a shop, he owns a factory, he owns a warehouse. You say, but I'm mustahik, I'm deserving to take zakat. Ask him, how can you be deserving to take zakat? He said that I got an overdraft with a bank of 20 million, 15 million. So he wants to use that overdraft, minus it from his assets and say, ke mujhe bhi zakat de do. Give me zakat. So brothers who got overdraft, first of all, no, overdraft is not permissible. Secondly, you cannot minus it for zakat purposes. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who we met personally, and who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. I call him one of the greatest scholars and jurors of Indo-Pak subcontinent. So remember, he passed this fatwa that these type of debts you cannot subtract. Remember that. So we need to be extremely careful. So I'm qualifying it. Yes, you deduct your debts, but you deduct those debts that are halal debts. Today people got debts with the casino. They say, I went to this coast and west coast and east coast and north coast. I was checking all of them, which one is the best. The guys like to check, you see. And then he came back with a big bull. He said, this guy is going to hit me or arrest me. I said, it's very good what you were doing there in the first place. So you can't be giving zakat for people who are involved in haram activities. Haram debts. People running up debts with the escort agency. So you're going to give them also zakat. So brothers, we need to be very careful. It's not just to pay zakat and get rid of that person. We must see that person must be a mustahik, a deserving person of zakat. Be very, very careful. Next important point, my brothers. Remember, some of us don't want to pay the zakat. And shaitan is also, his whisperings are there all the time. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. The shaitan is promising you poverty. Don't give, don't give. And you will get poor. But then some tournament will come, some entertainment will come, some party will come. Then we bust up thousands and millions in haram activities. That is the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. I'm not passing judgment on anybody. Mine is advice. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. This is what Quran Kareem is teaching. Where are we? From the time we became baligh till now, that is Hanafi school, that zakat was compulsory if we hit the threshold, the nisab. And we did not pay zakat for years and years. Now, mashallah, we started paying zakat for 2 years, 5 years. But those 5, 10, 15 years that passed previously, what about that? See what Quran says. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Those who are bakhil, that much Urdu, Arabic, Mehman, Gujarati, you know. So people who are miserly, stingy, should not think that by hoarding that wealth, it is better for them. Allah gave them this wealth out of His grace and mercy. بَلْ هُوَ شَرُّ لَهُمْ. But it is horrible, terrible for them. Allah is saying. And if we did not pay the dues, the zakat, the 2.5%, then remember, my brothers, Quran says, this is not some Maulana or some Sheikh or Imam or Mufti or Qa'a. No, it's Allah telling us. So يُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That wealth will take the form and shape of a serpent, and it will become a yoke around the neck of that person. And then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborating, explaining and saying that that wealth will say, Ana kanzuk, ana maluk, I am your treasures which you hoarded, I am your wealth, now I am taking the shape and form of the serpent. And this will be the musibat and calamity for that person. On the day of justice, everybody will know this person ABC did not pay his zakat. So my brothers, we all need to calculate it properly. Not just estimate and say that, no, I paid enough, it's all right, I give every month, I give, no. Rather, in zakat, we pay more than paying less. Remember that. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful hadith. And what was that? That the hand that gives is much superior than the hand that receives. We all like to receive. But when I used to teach in a madrasa in Darul Uloom, so I used to tell the students, our fraternity, you know, Maulvi fraternity, we love lam se le. We love to take. Dal sede is very difficult. So both ways have to work. We must know. I'm not passing judgment on everybody. I'm saying many of us. So we must remember these type of issues, brothers. Regarding zakat, so many errors. Now we go on. Let's take a case study. A person has got cars, he's got properties, and he's got shops, he's got so many things. So on what will there be zakat? On his houses, no zakat. Yes, on the houses that he gave for rental, the rental that accrued, and now after the expenses, maintenance, so the money he has, on that there will be zakat. On your cars, no zakat. Allah Ta'ala is so fair, so generous, so benevolent. We got 5 cars, 10 cars, no zakat. Yes, we're running taxis, so on that money, that income that comes on, so on that there will be zakat. Similarly, many of you have shares, investments in this company, that company, and so forth and so on. So remember, on the capital investment and on the dividends that you are receiving, on both there will be zakat. So many a time people think only on the capital investment. Then you have other people who think only on the dividends. Nay, from the start it was your intention that this is a business venture, that you investing istithmar, to make money out of it. So you will get dividends, you will get profit out of it. So on both there will be the zakat. Another important issue which people normally ask is, when we pay and give that zakat, do we have to tell the recipient that it is zakat? No, you don't have to tell him. In your heart, you make the intention it is zakat, and that person you can tell him, provided that you are sure that he is a Muslim or she is a Muslimah, and they are poor and needy, deserving of zakat, and then you gave them and you told them it's a gift, so that's fine. But in your heart, you must make intention it is zakat. So that's very important as well. For our mothers and sisters, especially the Hanafi school, you must remember their jewelry. Zakat is compulsory. How many of our mothers and sisters have jewelry? If you ask your wife, what is the weight of all the jewelry you got? How many of our wives know? Be honest. You're buying for your darling, oh honey, take this money. Oh darling, take this necklace, take this ring, take this bangle. Genuine gold, because you love your honey so much. So it's good. We always tell the husbands that don't pay mahar once only, you must keep on paying mahar. You know? Rafi Suhail, you're hearing of it. MashaAllah, Afsab is getting married in Shawwal, inshallah. All of you youngsters, the best month to get married in Shawwal. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha on Shawwal, and Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, she was Siddiqa, her father was Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. She says, Tazawwajani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi Shawwal, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam married me during the month of Shawwal, and she had no children. So she used to tell and inform her family members, open Tirmidhi Sharif, you'll find it, that you also must get married during Shawwal. So you don't have to delay. It's now Shaban, Ramadan, and then Shawwal, inshallah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her nikah to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu took place when? In Ramadan, in the second year of Hijrah. So today if you tell people ke meri ladki ki nikah hai Ramadan mein, the people will look at you with one eye, you know. Say, this guy is gone but crazy. When is the walima? When is the chaus? You understand? So you give everybody one khajur and make intention of walima, is finished, is enough. Since when you have to give 8-course meal and 9-course meal and all these type of things? That's not necessary. So brothers, Islam is very practical. We need to understand this. Let's come back to our topic, my brothers. Today, when we study the ummah, globally, internationally, the amount of wealth we, the Muslims, possess, very few other communities possess. But on the other side of the spectrum, we see our refugees, our yatama and orphans. You look at Syria, you look at Yemen, you look at Palestine, you look at so many countries. If you take orphans, we are number one. You take usara and you take refugees, we are number one. You take widows, we are number one. So how come they all are in that plight? And who is there to empower them? See what Allah is saying. See, think what Allah is saying. You want to become abrar. Ramadan is a time to turn our life around. So what are the qualities of these people? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ The abrar and the pious people are those due to the love of Almighty Allah. Who are they giving and feeding? مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا Sometimes they're going to the orphan. Sometimes they're going to the poor. Sometimes they're going to the prison. And those in captivity. The purpose of zakat, my brothers, is not for them to come to us. We need to break our pride also. Today is very easy. We just make EFT and so forth. Nay, you go yourself. Go look for the mustahik and deserving. And go give him or her and put a smile on their face. If you're going to a her, you don't go alone. Because it'll take you a very long time to come out from there. So say, no, may I'm going to look after that widow and divorcee. Then you go alone, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يخلوان رجلون بمراتين إلا وثالثما شيطان. When you are alone, that lady is alone, both of you are strangers, the third party, they is shaitan. So you tell your wife to go. You don't got that. It can be your money, but you tell your wife to go and give them. Not you got no business to go there alone. So my brothers, look at Quran. I have posed three questions to you. We are Muslim for past 20 years, 40 years, 60, 70 years from birth. We embrace Islam, whatever. Did we ever go to a prison? Did we ever go to the authorities and tell them there's so many Muslims here? And with your permission, we work within the framework of the law. We don't want to break and violate the law. But I want to empower them. To the Muslims, I will give zakat. And to the others, I will give sadaqah and charity. We show our love for humanity because we belong to the ummah of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is required. Did you read the Quran, my brothers? Today we just read, fly through it. See this ayat. I'm giving you the reference. In your leisure time, it's weekend. Open the Quran Sharif. The ulama are present here. Hazrat Mawlana Usman Kadwa Sahib, Hafizahullah, other ulama are present. So you go and ask them. Surah 63, verses 9, 10 and 11. Go read what Allah Ta'ala says. I'm reading Surah 63, verse 10. Allah is addressing me and you Muslims. Because the ayat before that, Surah 63 verse 9, Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. So Surah 63 verse 10, Allah is addressing me and you. Wa anfiku, spend, O ummah, mimma razaqnakum min qabli ayyatiya ahadakumul maut. Spend from what we gave you. Allah is one and alone, but Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp His authority as a symbol of respect and reverence. We don't accept capitalism. Capitalism, secularism says it is your business acumen. It is I, my intelligence, my genius, my degrees. We say nothing to do with your degrees. It is the decree of Almighty Allah, not your degree. So the decree of Allah was that Allah gave me and you this wealth. So spend from the wealth we gave you. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Now the sakarat is about to start. This person is about to leave this world. Did you see a person in sakarat? You will see the tip of the nose starts bending to the left-hand side. The temple this year on the side. It starts subsiding. The feet of the person, you will see, will move away. These are the main signs that now this person is mihman. His last few minutes is here. What does he say? مِن قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولُ He speaks to Allah. What does he tell Allah at that juncture? رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقْ Ya Allah, give me one day extension. Ya Allah, give me 1 hour extension. Ya Allah, give me 20 minutes, 50 minutes extension. Why? I want to give out charity. Imagine human being at that time, when the wealth is already going to be transferred to the heirs and everything else. But at that time, he wants to give charity. And what else does he say? فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I'll become pious, Ya Allah. 63, Surah 63, verse 11. إِعْجَازُ الْقُرْآنِ لَطَائِفُ الْقُرْآنِ The glory, the beauty of the Qur'an. Just now we went to the madrasa. Our Mawlana Nu'man Sahib is running the madrasa. Naam kya hai Mawlana? Miftahul Khair. Miftahul Khair Madrasa. So the children there, indigenous children, so 50 of them, I told them, repeat after me. Because I wasn't sure if they understood English properly or not. I said, repeat after me, fasting during Ramadan is a duty. And Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Fasting is a duty. And recitation, tilawat of the Quran is the beauty. So see the beauty. That's why it's called ayah. Every ayat is a sign, a symbol of Almighty Allah's majesty, grandeur, sovereignty, authority. Surah 63 verse 11. What is Almighty Allah teaching us? Walay, now Allah's answer. Human being begging, beseeching, pleading with Allah. Grant me extension. Allah's simultaneous answer. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Allah says, never will Allah grant extension. Surah 63, verse 11, a subtle message to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Messenger, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. But Allah already informed the Master Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Your demise will take place and they also will pass away. The age Mubarak of the Master, 63. And the year, where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place, 11th year of the Hijrah. You see the Quran? So these are lessons. So don't let it happen that we waiting and suddenly death comes. And now we're pleading with Allah that Ya Allah, I want to give charity. But Allah gave us 30, 50, 70 years. So my message to you, O Ummah and esteemed listeners, is five things. Number one, every day in Ramadan, besides zakat, put a smile on somebody's face. That's somebody who never expected from us. When I deliver lectures to the ladies, I always tell them, this domestic you have, so give them some extra also. So even the domestic, the mama will say, today Makoti woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You see? Gave us 20 rain, 50 rain, maybe she didn't count properly. But they don't want to tell you. So sometime give them a bonus in Ramadan. See the du'as they also will make for you. People who are employed, give them, alhamdulillah. Number two, abundant istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Number three, that month of Ramadan, study the usloob of noble Quran. Surah 2, verse 183, 184, 185, all about Ramadan. Then verse 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ Almighty Allah is the speaking of dua. So what is Ramadan? شَهْرُ الدَّعْوَاتِ شَهْرُ الدُّعَى The month Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So cry to Allah, beg Allah, so many of our children, they are not married, so many of them have come home, their marriages did not work out. So many people in debt, unemployed, so many problems. So Allah say, mangna, make that intention that every day I will read Quran Sharif And during the month of Ramadan, at least one Quran Sharif I will complete. And we make sure that I calculated my zakat properly. And in that way there, I paid my zakat as well. Don't say tomorrow, tomorrow, that tomorrow might not come. 1440 Ramadan, which one of us got guarantee we will experience it? None of us have guarantee. And the last message, my brothers, Surah 12, verse 101. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. The dua of a Nabi, he's a Nabi. He went to jail, they threw him in the well, and the woman, they tried to seduce him. So many vicissitudes, ups and downs. But Allah gave him kingdom, Allah made him so honorable. He was honorable and everything increased. In the ending, he cries to Allah, Anta waliyi fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, you are my protector in this world and in the year after. Tawaffani muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Islam. Definitely he's going to Jannah, but he's teaching the ummah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Ya Allah, unite me with the devout and pious servants. So that is the greatest gift, my brothers. Allah has blessed us with iman. So we live with this iman and Islam, and we die with that iman and Islam, and we say, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. O Almighty Allah, that make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Alhamdulillah, we are in Amzinto. I discussed it with our Mawlana Usman Kadwa, Hafidahullah, and we brought this new receivers. They call it that digital satellite receiver of Markaz Sahaba. So after Mashura with Mawlana Kadwa Sahib, it was his suggestion. So complimentary on behalf of Capital Group and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, and our Markaz Sahaba, we're giving this to your Muslim school, inshallah. So we'll give it to Mawlana Sahib, our Amir Sahib, and inshallah that is for your madrasa, for your school, and inshallah you keep on making dua for us. So now our time is up, the radio programs have to continue, so let us make a short dua inshallah, and thereafter our program will conclude inshallah. Abdul. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk, andaka ma athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. We say Jazakallah Khair to our Mawlana Usman Kadwa Sahib, to all of you and the trustees. I must say thanks and Jazakallah Khair to our brothers Hafiz Suhail and my brother Bilal also there. Any one of you want this receivers, they're selling it for $6.99. They brought some, so you can contact them inshallah. So if you want to purchase it, one is complimentary, you can't give all complimentary now. So inshallah you make dua inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.